Today, we see the definition of fuzzy relation and its properties, and then fuzzy graph. So my topic focused on introduction to fuzzy graph. Before going into the definition, let us see the introduction of the fuzzy set. See, let us see the list of heights in the group of men as given. So here you can find the name and the corresponding the height of the person. So David, Ganesh, Ramesh, Jarwal, Muhammad, Satish, Shabir, Peter. Then the respective, the heights are 208, 205, 197, 192, 181, 179, 163, and 152. So now, let us see about the table. In your opinion, who are the tall men? See, generally, classically, if you are saying a person is tall, if the height of the person 180 centimeter and above, that means 6 feet and above, generally we call classically, which is a tall man. So that I given classically, the set A equal to height greater or equal to 180 centimeter. Now let us see the table. Who are all having 180 centimeter and above? So David, Ganesh, Ramesh, Jarwal, Muhammad. All are having 180 centimeter and more. So classically, they will come into category of tall man category. Now the based on that above, now let us see the Satish height. Satish height is 179. But due to he is not coming to the 180 centimeter category, so the Satish is not in the collection set A and cannot be classified as a tall man. So now how much the centimeter he is lost? Due to 1 centimeter, he is not able to come into the collection of the set A. Therefore, due to 1 centimeter, if he is losing the tall man category, means the situation is a Boolean logic. So the above logic called Boolean logic. Now, before defining the fuzzy set, let us see the characteristic function. See, the characteristic function or the membership function. We have a definition classically and also the fuzziness. See, suppose classically if you are defining a characteristic function, now U is the universal set, A is the subset. So the membership function is, or characteristic function is denoted by mu A of X. Classically, if the collection is in the set A, then the membership value 1, if the collection is not in the set A, then the membership value 0. So therefore here, only 2 values you can use classically. So therefore, mu A of X is equal to 1. If X in A, mu A of X is equal to 0 for X not in A. So according to that, classically if you are defining the membership function, David, Ganesh, Ramesh, Gerald, Mohammed, all are having 180 centimeter and above. Therefore, their height is, membership value is 1. Others are 0. So naturally, David 1, Ganesh 1, Ramesh 1, Gerald 1, Mohammed 1. But Satish 0, Jabir 0, Peter 0. Now we think that whether Satish is here, suppose if it is not a tall man means, then naturally he will come into a short man. Now, naturally, the question will arise, whether Satish is a short man? because the moment is having 181 centimeter, he is tall. But Satish is 179. Due to 1 centimeter short, he is having a short man category. Is Satish a really short man? So we will become fuzzy, we'll become vegu. Therefore, the decision is a bit of vegu or fuzzy. Now let us see the definition of the fuzzy set. Let X be a non-empty set of a fuzzy set A. In X is characterized by its membership function mu A of X from X to close interval 0, 1. And mu A of X is interpreted as the degree of membership elements of X in the fuzzy set A for which X in A. Therefore, the fuzzy set is denoted by A tilde, which is equal to set of all X comma mu A of X such that X in A mu A of X is the close interval 0, 1. Therefore, the fuzzy set you have to define in pair. One is the element and is the corresponding membership value. So therefore, the tall man I am now defining a new way. For example, the tall man example, if you take a membership value 1, if the men of height greater or equal to 190 centimeter, the membership value between 0 to 1, so excluded 0, excluded 1, but between 0 to 1 you have many values. If you have men with a height 170 centimeter to below 190 centimeter, if the height is greater than 170, less than 190, then you can take a membership value between 0 to 1. If the membership value is 0, if the men with the height less than or equal to 180, if the person is less than or equal to 180 centimeter, then we can't consider the person is in the tall category. So therefore, we are having a fuzziness. For a fuzziness, we are extending a problem of taking the height is between that 170 to 190 below, then he will get a membership value between 0 and 1. If the height is above 190, he will get the membership value 1. So therefore, mu A of X is equal to 1. If H is a full membership of A, if height is greater than 190, mu A of X is equal to open interval 0, 1. H is a partial member of A. 170 less than H less than 190. 0, H is not a member of A. H less than or equal to 170. For example, David is tall man with the membership function 1. Mohammed is tall with the membership function 0.62. Classically, originally, Mohammed is 1. But due to their fuzziness, you are giving the vagueness to from 170 to 190 and above. Therefore, the Mohammed membership value naturally will decrease. Therefore, his membership value is 0.62. Now, Satish is comparing with his height of Mohammed. He is getting the membership value 0.58. But Peter is less than 170 centimeter, so naturally the Peter membership value is 0. Hence, each application of a fuzzy set theory, we must construct the appropriate fuzzy set. That is, their membership function, which adequately capture the intended meanings of relevant linguistic terms. The membership function is subjective and context dependent. Now, some more example. So, let the value of the temperature in degree C under consideration hot. We are defining the term hot. See, you are having the temperature 0 to 40. The term hot can be defined, the fuzzy set. The membership value is 0 if the temperature is 0. If the membership value 0.1, the temperature is fine. Then 10.3. 15.5, 20.6, 25.7, 30.8, 35.9, 41. If the temperature is 40, which is hot, too hot, Therefore, we are allocating a membership value 1. Then slowly for the temperature is rising. According to that, the slowly the membership value is also increasing. Therefore, this is a faceted reflex that 0 degrees C is not at all tall, not at all hot, and 5, 10, 50 degrees C are somewhat hot, and 40 degrees C indeed hot. Next, the set of all fruits I have, which I like. So, V equal to apple, mango, grapes, guava, banana, orange. So, I'm going to have a fuzzy set among the fruits which I like more. See, for example, I like, suppose, guava like very well. So, I'm giving the highest membership by guava I don't like. Therefore, I give 0. Banana I like very much. Therefore, I give the highest membership value. Next, I like, which is mango. Therefore, 0.9. Next, I like apple, 0.8. Next, I like grapes, 0.5. Next, I like 0.4, orange. I do not like guava. Therefore, I am allocating the membership value 0. Now let us move to fuzzy relation. You discussed and you studied in your UG level what is relation. The same thing I'm using the concept I'm going to define a fuzzy relation. Let U and V be two fuzzy sets. Let sigma and tau be two fuzzy sets of U and V respectively. Then the fuzzy relation rho from the fuzzy set sigma into the fuzzy set tau is a fuzzy set of U cross V with the condition that rho of U comma V less than or equal to sigma of U meet tau of V. For all U in U and V in V. Therefore, the rho, the fuzzy relation value, it can be either equal to minimum between these two or it can be less than that. So, that is the definition of the fuzzy relation. Composition of fuzzy relation. Next definition. Let rho be a fuzzy relation on the fuzzy set tau of U into the fuzzy set zeta of V. And mu be a fuzzy relation from a fuzzy set zeta of V into fuzzy set psi of W. So define rho composition mu, the fuzzy set U cross W by rho composition mu of U comma W, which is, so composition you have, that is the principle of max min, that means outside maximum, inside minimum. Therefore, for the maximum, you have join, V in V. Inside, you have minimum. Therefore, you have meet. Rho of U comma V meet U of V comma W. For all U in U, W in W. Therefore, rho composition mu is called composition of rho with mu. Let us see the example. Let a tau equal to 4, 3 elements and the corresponding membership value is given. U1 0.7, U2 0.6, U3 0.9. And zeta, you have 5 elements. V1, V2, V3, V4, V5. So all are having the membership value 1. And psi, you have 4, W1, 0.9, W2 1, W3 0.7, W4 1. Now let us rho be the fuzzy relation of tau to zeta and mu be the fuzzy relation from zeta to psi defined as follows. That is rho of U comma V, tau of U meet tau of V. Say I have given the value of tau tau is u1 u2 u3 and zeta you have v1 v2 v3 v4 v5. The corresponding membership value is given. Now let us find what is the inside of the membership value. This is u1 composition v1 or u1 of u meet tau1 of psi. So from these two meet, you have the minimum is 0.7, then you can select from the 0.7 to 0.1. So I am selecting the value 0.1. Next, u1 v2 0.71, minimum 0.7, I am selecting 0.2. Next, u1 v1 minimum is 0.7, then here you are have to select the membership value less than 0.7, we are selecting 0. Next, u1 w4 which is minimum among this what 0.7, but I am taking 0.1, right? Next, u1 v5, so minimum is what 1, you have the maximum membership minimum membership value, you can take the maximum is 0.7, because you have 0.7, 0.7 you can take. Similarly, you have to take the second row with the second row with the remaining column. Okay. So this is U2 V1, which is 0.3. 0.6 or no, 0.3 will be more. U2 V2, which is 1, we are allocating is what? The value 0.5. Next, U2 V3, actually 0 is given, but minimum is 0.6 allowed. Next, U2 V4, minimum is 0.6, but you are giving 0.2 allocated. Points, it should not exceed more than 0.6. Next, U2 V7, value 0.5, so which is the maximum is 0.6. So next, U3 U1, V1, U3 V2, U3 V3, U3 V4, U3 V5, we have corresponding. Therefore, mu of u comma v less than or equal to psi zeta of v meet psi of w. Okay. So this is the discussion already you have. So according to that, this is what correct. So next, we can find mu of u comma v, rho kandupidichu. So the same concept. This is zeta and this is psi value. We allocated this value. V1, W1, 0.9, 0.9. 0.9, you are allocating 0. 0.7, 0.3, okay. 0.9, 0.4, okay. 0.9, 0.2, okay. Similarly, 1 meet 0.7, which is 0.7, 0.6, okay. Next, 0.91, minimum 0.9, here denominator value is, here 0.4, it's allowed. Similarly, V2 W1, V2 W2, V2 W3, V2 W4. Similarly, V3 with the W, V4 with the W's, V5 with the W. We are filling this. Next. Composition. Row composition mu. U comma W. This is, you have to find the minimum, then you have to find the maximum. Here is simply matrix multiplication. First row with the first column. 0.1, 0.9, 0.2, 0, 0, 0.1. First row with the first column. point 1 with 0.9, point 2 with 0.2, 0 with 0.8, point 1 with 0.4, point 7 with naught. So we have here the value we have 0.1, because in the multiplication you have to take minimum. So 0.1, 0.2, 0, 0.1, 0. In addition, you have to take maximum, which is 0.2. Therefore, in the next table, you have to show which is what? 0.2. Okay? Similarly, second row with the first row with the second column, the same thing here, 0.2. First row with the third column, which is again 0.2. First row with the fourth column, which is 0.7. So therefore we can write 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, then 0.7. Similarly, second row with the first column, second column, third column, fourth column, you are getting the value. Then third row with first column, second column, third column, fourth column, we are having that value. Now we are row composition view. See, 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 0.7. Second row, 0.3, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5. Next, U3, which is third row, 0.8, 0.3, 0.55. So therefore, the composition is also known as max-min composition. Now let us see a simple example. Consider a set P, P1, P2, P3, P4, or four varieties of paddy plant, and set D equal to D1, D2, D3, D4, are the various diseases affecting the plants. Yes. And SV is the common symptoms of the disease. So, to identify the symptom according to, you have to use the medicine or whatever that for the affected disease. So, therefore, RV the fuzzy relation on P cross D, SV the fuzzy relation on D cross S. So, P, D, D, S. So, using previous one only, we have P1, P2, P3, the membership value, D1, D2, D3, D4 membership value. So, membership value alone will get result where the position 0.6, 0.6, 0.9, 0.8, etc. Okay. Similarly, symptom, you have the disease with the symptom. Corresponding membership value is given. So now you have to take the association of plants with the symptom of the disease using max-min composition or composition S. So what we did earlier, first row with the first column, first row with the second column, first row with the third column, first row with the fourth column. So like that we have to multiply. Similarly, you have to find the row wise. Okay. So, this is the max-min composition of this. Now, what are the properties of the fuzzy relation? Let mu be the fuzzy relation on sigma. Mu is said to be reflexive of mu of x, comma x equal to sigma of x for all x in V. Symmetric if mu of x, comma y equal to mu of y, comma x for all x, comma y in V. Transitive. Mu is contained in mu composition. So, the transitive mu of x, comma y is greater equal to supremum of y in V, mu of x, comma y meet mu of y, comma that Parol exceed me. So, next definition, a relation when the relation is similitude. A fuzzy relation mu on sigma, which is a reflexive symmetric and a transitive, then which is called similitude or fuzzy equivalence relation on sigma. See here, sigma you have is the fuzzy relation. So you can take the value between these two less than or equal. So 0.7, 0.5, here 0.7, here 0.6. That is V1 cross V1, V1 cross V2, V2 cross V1, V2 cross V3, V4. You have to take the minimum of these two. So clearly, mu is both reflexive. Why reflexive? Mu of x comma x equal to sigma x. That is, mu of v1 comma v1, 0.7. Our sigma v1 is also 0.7. Mu of v2 comma v2. So therefore, which is a reflexive and a symmetric. When which is a pre-order, if reflexive and a transitive relation is there, which is a fuzzy pre-order, then what is transitive fuzzy relation that is not reflexive is called a semi-pre-order or non-reflexive fuzzy pre-order. Next definition, antisymmetric. If mu of x comma y not equal to mu of y comma x, which is antisymmetric, which is fuzzy order relation. If it is reflexive, antisymmetric and transitive, which is a fuzzy order relation. Suppose you have two fuzzy relation, r tilde sigma z tilde. The product using that union slash intersection of R tilde and Z tilde is defined as follows. Mu R tilde of X comma Y, R union Z, maximum mu R of X comma Y, mu Z of X comma Y. Mu R intersection Z of X comma Y, minimum mu R of X comma Y, mu Z of X comma Y. So this is the corresponding example. X is considerably larger than Y. Y is very close to X. You have R and Z. Then using that union and the intersection, we can find, which can be interpreted as considerably larger and very close to Y, which is given by R intersection Z. Therefore, R intersection Z you are finding is what? Intersection. Then union. R union Z you are finding the maximum. You are finding is what? Then maximum. Thank you. So next class, we'll discuss what is fuzzy graph. Thank you. You know, coming here,
yes.